Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Shabbos. Mishnah Dalid brings us a machlokas about whether human food is considered muchan for animals. The Tanakhama says that it is. Mechatkin sedaluin lifnei abehima. A gourd, which is generally considered human food, can be chopped up for an animal to eat. So, because here's the issue, right? If gourd is considered human food, then when Shabbos started, it was muchan for people. And if something is set aside for people, then it's not really set aside for animals. Nevertheless, the Tanakhama says, since it was set aside for people, it is muchan as food, and that transfers to animals. And you can feed this gourd, chop it up, and feed it to an animal on Shabbos. Similarly, the es hanevela lifnei haklavim. A nevela is an animal that died without proper shechita. So the case here is an animal that was alive at the beginning of Shabbos. Now, if an animal is alive at the beginning of Shabbos, then at some level it's sort of muchan for people. Why is it muchan for people? Even though we can't do shechita on Shabbos, well, we could do shechita on Yom Tov. And even on Shabbos, there are certain karbanos that are docha Shabbos, which we would then potentially eat, like karban Pesach. And this animal is at some level considered muchan for people to eat as Shabbos begins, and then it dies. It dies on its own, it got hit by a car, whatever it is, it's dead. And now what? Right? So can you feed it to the dogs? So the Tanakhama says yes. It was muchan for people at the beginning of Shabbos, and therefore now it is no longer muchan for people, it's still animal food. The animals can eat it, and therefore you're allowed to cut it up and feed it to the dogs, because at the start of Shabbos it was muchan for people, and that is good enough when it comes to something being usable for the animals. Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo haisanavela mer of Shabbos, asura, lifnei she'enem en amuchan. Rabbi Yehuda says if it wasn't already dead before Shabbos, so that it didn't start Shabbos as animal food, well then, you can't feed it to the animals because it is not muchan to be fed to animals. Only things that started Shabbos as animal food can be used as animal food. Anything that did not start Shabbos as animal food is considered muktzah with regard to feeding it to animals.